弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace.
今天是我们中文两堂的联合崇拜，也是年度的会员大会。
Today is our combined meeting as well as annual meeting.
几周前我开始为这个信息做准备的时候，突然想到一件事。
I thought of this as I was preparing for this message today.
就是今年是我们教会开始英文堂十周年。
So this year is our 10th anniversary for our English congregation, this church.
从1999年10月开始，有小小一群讲英文的康奈尔大学生定期到我家一起祷告寻求神。
In October 1999, a small group of Cornell English speaking students came to my house on a regular basis to start their fellowship.
经过了半年，在整整十年前，也就是2000年的4月，他们觉得神给了他们清楚的感动，要在我们这间华人教会开始发展英文崇拜。
Half a year later, in exactly 10 years ago, in 2000, April 2000, they actually have this vision that they wanted to start an English service in this church.
那一年的八月，我们教会就开始了第一次的英文崇拜，至今满十年。
We had our very first English service August of that year.
回顾这十年，经过很多的挑战。
We have faced many challenges in this past decade.
印象特别深刻的有几样。
Yes, several of them are quite unforgettable.
十年前的五月，当我们长职们要讨论表决这个提案的时候，所有的长职都考虑种种可能的困难而表达不赞成。
10 years ago, many deacons were actually voting againstto have an English congregation due to the many challenges that we would need to overcome.
但因为原本表示反对的长职突然想到应该听听两位列席的大学生他们的想法是什么。
Then a deacon actually also asked two college students for their opinion about this.
结果两位学生一分享他们祷告的领会，长职们就完全改观。
Right after the sharing of the two new students, the opinions of all the deacons changed.
所有的态度转了180度。
For an 180 degree change.
从原先因为担心而反对，变成很兴奋地说，我们应该凭信心跨出去。
They changed from rejecting the idea because of worry to really put up their faith and really accept the voting.
最后的投票结果是全数通过。
The final outcome of the voting was a unanimous agreement of the idea.
在那一天之前，神给我一个很特别的感动。
In that day, I actually had this feeling from the Lord directly.
就是要我在讨论这件事情的时候，从头到尾一句话都不说。
That I shall remain silent all throughout the voting and discussion.
所以我真的是完全沉默，只在心中默默的祷告。
So I remained silent and only prayed silently.
结果看到神自己显明他的心意。
Only to see how God revealed His own will.
另外一件印象深刻的是那一年的八月。
Another unforgettable event was August on the same year.
在开始第一次英文崇拜的前一天，学生们跟我聚集在一起祷告。
The day before our very first English congregation service, we prayed together.
他们是既兴奋又害怕。
The students were actually quite apprehensive and excited.
因为他们加起来只有十个人。
Because there were only 10 of them at that time.
完全不知道英文堂将来会怎么样。
They did not know what by the head of the English congregation.
连第二天会有多少人来崇拜都不知道。
They didn't even know how many people will come attend in the Sunday afterward.
结果第二天来了很多新人。
That Sunday, many newcomers came.
崇拜一结束，这十位大学生就跑到台前抱在一起。
Right after the Sunday service, these ten college students came to the podium and hugged one another.
他们祷告感谢神，有几位还感动掉了眼泪。
They thanked the Lord and some of them even wept.
感谢神，因着神自己的带领。
We thank the Lord for His guidance.
也因着中文堂同工们在第一学年的大力支持，参加两堂崇拜。
We also thank the people from the Chinese congregation for their support.
他们也帮忙接送。
They helped in driving.
所以英文堂就发展起来了。
So our English congregation flourished.
当然这十年不是没有困难。
Of course, it's not without challenges in these past 10 years.
尤其是我们从2001年起开始寻找英文牧师。
Especially when we started to look for an English pastor starting in 2001.
曾经一度以为终于要找到了。
For many times we thought that we finally found one.
结果是突然变成了一大挫折。
But only to know it's a disappointment.
结果从2003年起，英文堂成员的士气就开始持续滑落。
Therefore, starting in 2003, the morale of the English congregation started to decline.
感谢神，2004年有五位大四的学生意识到英文堂面临存亡的危机。
Okay, 2004, some of our students actually realized that our English congregation is facing the danger of ceasing to exist.
他们愿意回应我的邀请，组成新的侍奉团队，我们重新再出发。
Therefore, due to my request, they agreed to start up a new committee to start everything afresh.
但是那一年的秋季，所有来的新生只有一位选择留在我们教会的英文堂。
But that year, only one person of all the new students chose to stay in our English congregation.
那唯一的一位就是 Nathan Kwan 的哥哥 Jeremy.
That one person is Nathan Kwan's brother Jeremy.
2005年，一位来面试的英文牧师候选人，虽然他自己没有感动来这个。
An English pastor candidate came to our church in 2005, even though he eventually did not choose to stay with us.
他却很诚恳地对我说。
He still very honestly said to me,
你不要太担心你英文不好。
Don't you worry that your English is not so good.
鼓起勇气来牧养英文堂。
Take up your courage and minister your English congregation.
我才意识到一件事情。
And I realized one thing.
如果我继续只是自己是英中文堂的牧师，只拿剩余的时间、剩余的精力去帮忙英文事工，英文堂的情形很难有扭转。
If I still consider myself as a Chinese pastor, only to give my remaining energy and effort to the English congregation, then the English congregation will have a very difficult time.
经过几个月时间的祷告
，So after several months of praying.
先征询英文堂同工的意见
，also getting the suggestions from the English coworkers。
然后我向长职以及中文同工们提出了一个很大胆的方案
，then I proposed to the deacons and coworkers of this proposal，
就是允许我花一年的时间，全心全力的牧养英文堂，带领他们走出困境。
To allow me to spend all of my effort。For one whole year to minister the English congregation to help them walk out of the darkness.
这个方案对中文堂的人来说自然是很难接受。
Of course, this proposal was very unacceptable to the Chinese coworkers.
连向来与我最同心、最亲密的同工，都因为怕中文事工受损，而主张宁可关掉英文堂。
Even my closest co-workers in the Chinese congregation suggested that it is actually better to just close down the English congregation than my proposed.
当时我心如刀割。
My heart was cut.
因为我知道我是在恳求中文堂的同工们做一件事情。
Because I know I was asking something from the Chinese congregation.
叫他们因为爱而愿意自己做出牺牲
to asking them to sacrifice due to love
就好像身体比较强健的大哥哥愿意让母亲投入绝大多数的时间去照顾体弱生病的小弟弟
It's as if asking a healthier older brother to have his mother spend all of the mother's energy on the sick and ill little brother
感谢神感动了我们长职和中文堂的同工们。
Thanks be to the Lord, he touched the Chinese co-workers.
他们以极大的爱心和信心支持了这个重大的改变。
With great love and faith, they actually supported my proposal in the end.
也感谢神，我的好太太也突破了怕自己英文不好的畏惧。
My wife also overcame her own fear of not being good at English.
全心全力与我一起投入配搭服事
To fully support me in ministry the English congregation.
结果不是一年，是三年的时间，我是以牧养英文堂为主。
Then not one year, but for 3 years, I was focused primarily for the English congregation.
感谢神，这几年当中，在英文堂兴起一批又一批很好的同工。
I thank God because for these past few years, he has fed one group after another, the very faithful English co-workers.
我真的觉得有机会和他们一起侍奉，是我这一生难得有的宝贵学习经验。
I truly feel that the opportunity to work with them is a very, 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 very blessed experience in my life.
更感谢神，终于在2008年把艾保罗牧师带来。
What's also a blessing is Pastor Paul in 2008.
在那个之前的几年，我在一个 conference 第一次遇到艾保罗牧师。
A couple of years before that, I met Pastor Paul in a conference.
那天晚上，我真的是在做梦的时候想说，神如果给我们一位这么好的牧师的话，那有多好。
That night, I literally dreamed that if only we could have such a good English pastor in our church.
谁知道神让我们教会苦等这么多年，原来是要将最好的赐给我们。
Never to know that God wanted us to wait for so many years in order to give us the best.
从英文诗歌我们看到这十年走过来不容易。
From the past few past 10 years, we know that it's been a challenging road for the English congregation.
那中文诗歌岂不也是如此？
Well, isn't it the same for the Chinese congregation?
1983年这间教会创立的时候，我不在这里。
This church was founded in 1983. I wasn't here then.
但是从教会过去的一些文件、照片，以及举一些校友们的交谈，我知道这条路走过来真不容易。
From some of the historical documents and photos, I know that this path was also very challenging back then.
特别是王牧师和王师母在教会初创的头十几二十年，劳心劳力所付出的代价，不是一般人能够体会的。
Especially Pastor Wang and Mrs. Wang.The effort that they put in the first 10 years of this church is actually totally undescribable.
在这个流动性极大的教会里面，神一直兴起一批又一批的同工来继续建造。
In this church, the turnover rate is high, but God still sends us one faithful co-workers after another to construct this church.
带领我们教会胜过了一个又一个的困难。
To lead our church overcome one challenge after another.
今天我们教会如果有任何一方面做的是比较上轨道的，那都是因为过去曾经有一群忠心的同工付上了代价。
That our church can be pretty much on track today is entirely because of the faithful workers in the past.
教会整体来说是如此，一个个的团契也是如此。
The church as a whole is like this, as well as each of our individual fellowship groups.
今天我们在这里举行会员大会。
Today we have our annual meeting today.
一方面当谦卑的向神献上感恩。
We should humbly thank our God.
一方面也当来到神面前重新思想我们应该如何继续努力来建造这间教会。
We should also put ourselves before God, really think about how we should consider to try to construct this church.
今天我要带大家来看圣经里面的一个教会，就是安提阿教会。
I'm going to talk about the church in Antioch from the Bible today.
这是一间为主发光的教会。
It is a church that shines for the Lord.
它所发的光辉不只是在当时，也不只是在安提阿一个地方而已。
The light is shown is not only of affect the city or that time period.
他们发的光对整个世界都产生了巨大而且深远的影响。
But it affected the entire world.
我们就来看安提阿教会如何为主发光。
Let us just see how it shone for the Lord.
第一，它是一个积极传福音的教会。
First, it is an actively evangelical church.
早先耶路撒冷教会受逼迫，多数的基督徒被迫离开耶路撒冷。
In earlier times, due to suppression, many Christians had to flee away from Jerusalem.
他们分散各处。
They were scattered around.
其中一些门徒一直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿。
Some disciples went to Phoenicia or Cyprus and then Antioch by walk.
他们当中原本犹太背景的基督徒指向犹太人传福音。
Originally, the Jewish Christians only evangelized to the Jewish people.
但后来有一些信了主的居比路和古利奈人也来到安提阿。
But then some of the believers are actually from Cyrene and Cyprus who also went to Antioch.
也许他们比较会讲希腊话，也比较熟悉希腊文化，所以就不只传福音给犹太人， 也传福音给讲希腊话的人。
Because they are also familiar with the Greek language and culture, they started to preach to also the Greek people.
这一下子十一章二十一节说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
And so of course, Acts 11 verse 21 says, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
今天有很多的教会长年以来都只有同样一批老会友聚在一起，没什么新人。
Many churches today consist of only old people without many, too many newcomers to the church.
也没有什么新的人信主受洗。
And without too many new believers to who get baptized.
而我们教会，尤其是中文堂，在各团契聚会以及主日崇拜的成员当中，有很高的比例是慕道朋友。以及在这个教会信主受洗的初信者。
But our church, especially the Chinese congregation, has a significant fraction of actually non-believers or the newly baptized.
这个安提阿教会有一点点像，很值得我们感恩。
This is actually a little similar to the church in Antioch, which we should really feel grateful for.
但是我们一点都不能自满。
But we should never feel self-content.
因为很大的原因是因为我们处在大学城，每年都会有一大批新人来到。
Because we are located in this college town, every year a new group of students come.
我们还并没有十分积极的努力。
We have not been very active in pursuing them.
而是神把许多传福音的机会放在我们眼前。
Instead, God put the opportunities for gospel in front of us.
求主帮助我们好好珍惜。
So we ask the Lord to help us cherish these opportunities.
当初那些基督徒刚来到安提阿的时候，他们没有说：“哎呀，这里没有教会啊，没有使徒带领我们，所以我们就不聚会了。”
When the first Christians arrived at Antioch, they didn't say, "Oh, there's no church and fellowship here, so we."Why don't we just stop fellowship and join the church?
他们没有说我们没办法聚会。
They didn't say, "Oh, there's no way for us to fellowship."
他们依然聚会，自己站起来承担责任。
They still started to fellowship and they stood up for the responsibilities.
他们也没有说传福音是全职传道人的事情。
They never said that the responsibility of gospel is.The leaders of the church.
或者是信主比较久、灵命比较成熟人的事情。
Or the business of those who are more spiritually mature.
而是每个人都利用生活当中与别人接触的机会，积极乐意的与人分享福音。
Instead, it is the responsibility of every single one person who spends their daily life to preach the gospel.
我们教会 95% 以上的人都会在一年到六年之间搬离此地。
95% of the people in this church will actually live in 1 to 6 years.
到了新的地方，未必能够找到理想的团契和教会。
When they arrive at a new place, they might not necessarily find an ideal church to go to.
尤其是中文堂的人去到了新地方，可能有中国人，却连基督徒团契都没有。
This is especially true for those Chinese Christians who might even end up in a place without a Chinese church.
所以我们这间教会的其中一大责任就是装备训练基督徒。
So a major responsibility of this church is to train and equip Christians.
让他们将来到了新的地方，就算那里没有基督徒团契，大家都能够不只是持守信仰，还能够开始查经班。为主发光
so that the new place that they eventually end up with, they can still stand up and take the responsibility to found churches or fellowship meetings to shine for the Lord.
所以如果你已经信主，也相信神要你利用在一整个的时间接受装备，就要尽早开始操练。
So if you have believed in the Lord and if you think that God wants to equip you,In your time in Ithaca, then you should start your training as early as possible.
操练利用现有的机会向周围的人传福音。
Use the opportunity around you to preach the gospel.
操练鼓起勇气来积极的邀请人来参加聚会。
Take up the courage to invite people to our fellowship.
除了来参加团契和主日聚会之外，你也可以操练邀请别人与你开始一个两个人、三个人或四个人的小组查经。
And even besides the Sunday service or private fellowship, you can start inviting people for your own Bible studies as well.
你可以邀请慕道朋友到你家，或你去到他家，和他一同查考福音书。
You can even invite people to your house, or you go to their houses to have your Bible studies.
你也可以邀请初信主的弟兄姐妹和你定期一起灵修祷告。
You can also invite the new believers to have a regular devotion with you.
有好多位在我们教会信主受洗的人，就是因为过去在 Ithaca 有勇敢的站起来做这些操练，结果到了新的地方被主使用。
Precisely because of all these trainings here in Ithaca, many brothers who came from our church actually were able to start up their own fellowship groups or churches after they leave Ithaca.
好几位开始了他们那个城里面的第一个中文查经班。
Indeed, many started their the very first Chinese Bible study in their city.
有的开始了某一间教会的第一个家庭团契。
Some started their church's very first family fellowship.
有的帮助那个教会开始了姐妹的查经。
Some helped to have their first sister Bible study in their church.
也有我们英文堂毕业的校友帮助华人教会发展了英文事工。
Some of our alumni also helped some of the Chinese churches starting English services.
如果我们教会的每一位基督徒都愿意透过积极的侍奉来操练，来装备自己。
If every one of us can be actively in training and equipping yourselves,
不只对整个神的国度是个祝福，对我们自己也会是一大祝福。
It will be such a blessing not just to God's kingdom but also to yourself.
整个教会会充满传福音的热忱。
The whole church will be filled with a passion for gospel.
会有很高服事的动力。
There will be high motivation to do service.
就像安提阿教会所经历到的一样。
Just like what the church in Antioch experienced.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
The Lord was with them and many came to believe in the Lord.
安提阿教会为主发光的第二方面是他们在生活上有美好的见证。
The second thing about the church in Antioch is that they led beautiful testimonies in their life.
11:26说，门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
11:26, the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
这件事情很有意思。
This is quite interesting.
门徒被称为基督徒，不是从耶路撒冷或其他犹太人的地区开始。
The term Christian did not start from Jerusalem or some Jewish city,
而是从安提阿一个外邦的城市开始。
But it's from Antioch, a Gentile city.
从圣经的用字看得出来，基督徒这个名称是被别人叫出来的。
From the Bible, we can actually deduce that the word Christian was coined by non-Christians first.
起初基督徒的自称都是门徒、信徒、圣徒、弟兄等等。
In the beginning, the Christians called themselves disciples, apostles, saints, or believers. Yeah.
但是因为他们生活当中总是遵从耶稣基督，传扬耶稣基督。
Because they have always been pursuing and spreading Christ.
那么安提阿的人就开始称他们是基督徒，意思就是跟随基督的人。
The people in Antioch started to call them Christian, which means the follower of Christ.
这个称呼原先并没有特别正面的意思。
Well, this term actually did not have a positive connotation in the first place.
只是像一个标签一样。
It's just like a label.
但是不论别人用这个称呼的用意是好是坏，信耶稣的人后来接受了这么一个称呼。
Regardless of the connotation, the believers actually accepted this term as a Christian.
所以后来罗马政府开始大规模逼迫基督徒。
Later, the Roman government started suppressing Christians.
彼得也这样说，若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
Peter said this, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name.
这让我想到一个故事。
So, then this reminds me of a story.
有一个人在年轻的时候曾经一时糊涂去偷别人的羊。
A young person once stole another person's sheep.
他被抓到，被判了刑。
He was caught.
还被别人在他的额头上烫了 ST 两个英文字母，代表是 sheep thief 偷羊的贼。
And so he was embossed on his ear that the word ST, which stands for sheep.Sheep thief.
但是他后来悔改信主。
Later he repented and believed God.
他默默地帮助了不知道多少的人。
Silently he helped many people.
然后他活得很老。
He lived away in old age.
后来有比他年轻一代两代的人偶尔向别人问起，诶，那老人额头上的 ST 代表是什么意思？
The younger generation people asked, why does that guy have the word ST on his forehead?
被问的人不知道。
So people didn't know why.
但大家都说那一定是 saint， 就是圣人的意思。
People said it must mean the word saint.
我们在今天的时代，基督徒的称呼仍然可能有正面或负面的意义。
Even in today's society, the word Christian might carry a negative or positive meaning.
有些人一听你是基督徒，就会用异样的眼光看你，在背后笑。
Some will laugh at you the moment they know you are a Christian.
但是不管别人称我们是基督徒是出于善意或恶意，重要的是我们是否活出一个荣耀耶稣基督的生活见证。
Regardless of how others view us as a Christian, we should live out a beautiful testimony for Jesus Christ.
安提阿教会是一个有见证的教会。
The church of Antioch was a church with testimonies.
门徒称为基督徒是从那里起手。
The word Christian started from there.
盼望我们教会的人也在我们的城中和在学校里面为主做美好的见证。
And I hope that even we can be a beautiful testimony to the Lord in this college town.
安提阿教会为主发光的第三方面是他们非常看重圣经真理的教导和造就。
The third point of the church in Antioch was that they really valued the teaching and edification of the Bible.
安提阿城里面开始有很多外邦人信主的时候，风声传到了耶路撒冷。
So when many people became believers in Antioch, this news spread to Jerusalem.
这件事情对犹太人非常稀奇。
This caused a lot of wonder to the Jewish people there.
他们就马上派了巴拿巴去了解状况。
So they sent Barnabas to know what the situation was.
结果巴拿巴到了之后，就有更多的人信主。
But when Barnabas arrived, even more people came to believe.
这时候巴拿巴做了一件很特别的事。
Well, what did Barnabas do?
是什么？
What was it?
他跑去找保罗。
He actually came to look for Paul.
扫罗。
扫。
他找扫罗来做什么？
Why did he want to find Saul?
十一章二十六节让我们看到，巴拿巴知道教会不只是要传福音，还要让信主的基督徒在圣经的真理上受到好的造就和训练。
From verse 26, we know that it's not enough to just spread the gospel, but to actually train and equip Christians.
如果只传福音却不造就训练，基督徒就会一代不如一代。
Evangelize without training, and the Christians will decline one generation.
这是一间教会能否有长期健康成长的一大关键。
So this is the key point as to whether a church will continue to grow.
所以在这个教会，我们希望每一位基督徒，不论你是信主多年，有多少侍奉的经验，或者才刚信主的，都务必要竭力追求。
So I urge you, no matter how many years you have lived in the Christ or how mature you are, you should continue to pursue God actively.
一定要在灵命基本的功课上要操练的扎扎实实的。
You must be very, very well done in your fundamentals.
这些基本操练很重要。
This basic training is too important.
没有人能够说，哎呀，这些东西我以前都做过了，道理都懂了，今天不用再做了。
You can't say, ah,、oh, I have done this so many times before. I know everything. I don't have to do it anymore.
我自己再怎么忙，都不停止在这些基本的事情上持续操练。
No matter how busy I am, I still continue to train myself in these fundamental points.
因为什么时候我们松懈懒散了，我们与神的关系就会疏远。
Because when we become lazy in our fundamentals, then we will become estranged from God.
我们属灵的光景就会变差。
Our spiritual flavor will lose its taste.
然后就会有可能会变得虚有其表。
Then we will only be hypocritical.
这些东西是骗不了人的。
This cannot deceive people.
所以我们一直在推动读经运动。
So we continue to advocate the Bible reading marathon.
Bible readathon.
Readathon, yeah.
因为知道要建立一个新的习惯很不容易，一群人一起做，成功的机会才会比较高。
Knowing that it's hard to establish a habit, it's actually easier if all of us do it together.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你已经养成每天读圣经而且喜欢读圣经的习惯了。
So have you built up this hobby of reading the Bible every day and enjoying it?
如果目前做的还不好，不要抱着无所谓的态度。
If not, do not take this for granted.
特别是不要到了明年这个时候 还是一样。
Especially don't be like this even one year from now.
我们不只是有个人的灵修读经，我们还要来上成人主日学。
Not only should we have daily devotion, we should also attend Sunday schools.
我们有系统的来学习圣经的真理。
To systematically learn the Bible truth.
巴拿巴去把保罗找来。
Barnabas looked for Paul.
就是要给安提阿教会进一步的教导与训练。
In order to teach further the church in Antioch.
今天我们在专业上懂得要认真上课读书学习。
Today we actually study hard for our career.
难道在灵命的成长上就不需要有计划的认真学习吗？
Shall we not also be systematically in pursuing our spiritual knowledge?
关键是你看重的究竟是什么。
The key point is, what do you value?
实在是求主给我们一个心智，愿意接受装备。
Just ask the Lord to give us a desire to equip ourselves.
不只是为自己
，not just for ourselves，
更是愿意这一生被主使用，多多为主发光。
But to be used by God to shine for Him.
安提阿教会为主发光的第四方面是他们关心其他地方的需要。
The fourth point, they shone for the Lord because they cared what other places need.
他们既不自私，也不小气。
They were neither selfish nor parsimonious.
他们听到别的地方基督徒遭遇饥荒的时候，就慷慨地照自己的力量捐钱，然后差人把钱送去。
When they heard of the needy from other places, they spent out either money or people to the needy places.
我们教会绝大多数的成员是学生。
A major fraction of us are students.
或者是收入不太高，做博士后研究的。
Or of low-income postdocs.
还有很多还没有信主不明白奉献的意义。
Some are even non-believers who don't know what it means to keep offering.
我印象很深刻，97年我刚来的时候，同工告诉我，96年我们教会40%的收入是从外面来的。
I still remember when I arrived here first in 97, 40% of our church income is from other places.
是来自毕业的校友。
From alumni,
或者是有一些非常慷慨的基督徒
or from just generous Christians.
我们经济很有限
We were very limited financially.
这是大学城教会经济上很实际的问题
This is a very common phenomenon in college town churches.
但是很感谢神，这些年来我们教会的基督徒愿意在金钱奉献上操练信心
But I thank God because even these past years, many of us were able to have this will to give out.
我们教会的长职同工们也愿意关心整个神国度的需要。
The deacons and the co-workers in our church actually cared for the needs of the God's kingdom.
所以大家肯凭信心开始把钱往外面送，去支持其他有需要的地方。
So by faith they give out their own money to the outside world, despite our own financial limitation.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹好几次做了很特别的爱心奉献。
Many of our brothers and sisters have made very special donations or offerings in the past.
去帮助我们从来没有见过面、住在别的城市、别的州遭遇困难的人。
To some of the cities out of the state, some of which we have never ever met.
当初我们一听到纽约市的 Brooklyn。新成立了一个专门向制衣厂女工传福音的华人教会，我们就开始每月寄钱去帮助那间教会。
When we first heard of a new church in Brooklyn who that was founded for the female factory workers there, we started sending out money every month to that church.
那间教会后来带领了很多人信主。
That church had made many believers baptized.
他们接触到的是低收入的家庭，很多还是非法移民。
The majority of them were actually low-income families or illegal immigrants.
这跟我们在伊达卡这个大学城接触到的知识分子很不一样。
And so that is quite different from this college town.
但是不论教育水平和身份地位如何，每个人都需要神的福音。
But regardless of your education level or your social status, you are equally blessed by God.
每个人在神的眼中都是宝贵的。
You are equally cherished by God.
很感谢神 ，Brooklyn 教会在接受我们经济帮助两年之后，主动告诉我们，他们在财务上已经可以自给自足。
thanks be to the Lord, after 2 years of our financial support, the church in Brooklyn actually became financially independent.
而且很美的是，他们也开始把钱往外送。
And they even started to send out money to other needy places.
去年暑假，我们教会第一次派短宣队去 Brooklyn 的多家中心做儿童事工。
Last summer, we sent our first mission trip to Brooklyn for this called a center.
Dorcas
Center.
多家中心就是那间 Brooklyn 教会建立的。
Dorcas Center was itself actually founded by that church in Brooklyn.
十多年前，我们教会的同工知道教会在经济上并不宽裕。
10 years ago, our church was not financially well sufficient.
但是大家愿意凭信心照着圣经的教导去做。
But by faith, the people in our church still gave out.
那时候大家同意花3年的时间逐步达到一个目标。
The people here agreed that in 3 years they wanted to reach a goal.
就是我们教会每年经常费的收入要拿出至少1/10来支持普世宣教的工作。
Which is that we shall spend 1/10 of our general fund to support world missions.
我们教导弟兄姐妹要操练金钱的十一奉献，我们教会自己在经费上也要操练十一奉献。
We ask you to tithe.And in the same way, we also give 1/10 of what we have to give out.
我们这样做是因为相信这是神所喜悦。
We do this because we believe it pleases God.
对神小气的人很难经历神的祝福。
Being stingy to God and you will not experience His blessing.
我们教会财力有限，还把钱往外送，后来结果怎么样？
What's the outcome of sending money even when we were financially limited?
看看这些年来，我们教会从一堂崇拜发展到两堂。
Well, we came from one congregation to two.
全职牧师从一位增到两位。
From one full-time pastor to two full-time pastors.
在支出大大增加的时候，我们每年做预算的时候，自然预期会有赤字。
When spending increases, of course, we would have deficit.
但是后来赤字都比预期的低。
Always, the deficit came out to be lower than expected.
甚至很多年后来不但没有赤字，还有很多的结余。
In some years, we even had surplus.
我讲一句真心话。
I truly say this to you.
我觉得很少很少有牧师像我这么有福气。
Very few pastors are as lucky as I am.
能够在所服侍的教会里面看到神在财务上丰丰富富的供应。
To be able to see God's rich provision in finance in the church they serve.
这些年来，长子们和我只是忠心的做财务上的好管家。
We actually have done nothing more than being a faithful steward of our finance.
我们并没有真正的在财务上经历过什么忧愁和压力。
We actually never experienced any serious financial worries or burdens.
这在教会当中其实是不多见的。
This kind of blessing is actually quite rare in churches.
这真的是神的恩典。
It's truly a blessing from God.
安提阿教会不只是把钱拆出去，还把人拆出去。
The church in Antioch not only sent out money, but also sent out people.
他们是第一个正式差派宣教士到外地去传福音的教会。
They were the first church to formally send out missionaries.
其实安提阿自己是一个大城啊。
Antioch itself was a big city.
在他们的城里面，福音工作大有潜力啊。
There's much gospel work to be done within that city already.
要做都做不完了。
Much to be done that can ever be done.
但他们仍然愿意差派人去到没听过福音的地方去建立教会。
But they still were willing to send out people to outer cities for gospel works.
更难能可贵的是，他们在差派的时候不是在挑教会里面闲着没事干的人。
What's even more amazing is that they did not choose just the nobody in their church to do the missionary.
也不是挑同工当中的副将。
They did not choose the vice president to go.
他们差派出最重要、最有恩赐的两位同工巴拿巴和扫罗。
Instead, they sent out the most gifted and the most proficient servants, Barnaba and Paul.
因为安提阿教会的支持，他们差派出去的宣教士进行了一次又一次的长途宣教旅程。
Because of the church's support, they sent out the missionaries one after another.
他们把福音不断地往外传播，在各处领人信主，建立教会。
They brought people to believe in God everywhere.
你们看，他们以安提阿作为基地。
They use Antioch as a base.
第一次宣教旅程就把福音带到了加拉太，靠近亚细亚的边界。
And the very first mission trip, they reached.Galatia.
第二次及第三次就把福音带到了今天的欧洲大陆。
And even just in the second or third mission trip, they preach the gospel to the entire Europe.
有的人有的时候会说，哎呀，我们光在这个传福音都已经自顾不暇了，何必这么好高骛远去推动什么宣教？
Maybe you can think that there's already much work to be done in Italy. Why spend so much effort to reach out to other parts of the world?
但是想一想，如果当初安提阿教会不肯差派人出去，福音会传到欧洲，带来整个欧洲文化的改变吗
？Think about this: if the church in Antioch never sent out people, would Europe be ever transformed by Christianity?
如果当初欧洲、美国的教会不肯差派人出去，福音会传到非洲、中南美洲和中国吗
？If the Western churches never sent out missionaries.Would the gospel ever reach Africa or Central America or even China?
会有我们今天这么多的华人教会吗
？Would there be so many Chinese churches today?
当初我当了一代表的时候，我们教会同工对宣教的观念也是感到十分陌生。
Even when I first arrived in Ithaca, our church members were not familiar with the concept of missionaries.
也觉得那是一个跟我们不太相关、太遥远的事情。
They thought that mission is actually not something they can encounter every day.
但是我们开始每个礼拜为世界上的一个国家或一个少数民族的福音来祷告。
But we started to pray for different parts of the world together.
渐渐的，有一些人的眼界和心胸就开阔了。
Gradually, this transformed some of us here.
当初有两三个人和我一同组成宣教委员会。
So that time, several people and I formed a mission committee.
我们制定了宣教章程，得到长执会的通过。
So our mission committee actually got approved by the elders.
Yeah, we wrote the mission policy.
Our mission policy was approved by the elders.
我们先用金钱支持一些教会的弟兄姐妹去参加一些好的宣教大会。
At first, we financially supported some of the brothers or sisters to attend mission conferences.
比如说每三年一次的 Urbana 学生宣教大会
such as the Urbana student conference happening once every 3 years.
或者是基督师的学会办的华人宣教大会，也是每三年一次
or the Chinese mission conference by the ambassadors for Christ, which is also once every 3 years.
之后又开始支持弟兄姐妹利用暑假或寒假去海外参加短宣。
Then we started supporting people to go on short-term missions in summer or winter breaks.
一开始很少人去。
In the beginning, few people went.
但是后来就渐渐多起来。
And gradually, more people went.
大多数人想到去宣教会有一点点害怕。
Some of you might be apprehensive about mission trips.
但是只要你去问每一位参加过短宣的弟兄姐妹
But you just ask anyone who has ever went.
他们一定会告诉你一趟短宣之行开阔了他们的眼界
They will tell you that one single mission trip opened up their mind and soul.
让他们对神和对自己都有了前所未有的认识
And that their view of themselves and God is totally changed.
所以我们推动宣教绝对不是啊有个交代
So that we advocate mission trips is not of superficial purposes.
也不是表面上弄得好看。
It's not a surface makeup.
而是牵涉到这个教会出来的基督徒到底是个什么样的基督徒。
But to really understand the problem of what kind of Christian do you want to be if you want to get out of this church?
到底我们的眼界、我们的心胸有多宽多广
？How wide can our heart and view be?
最后我们看到安提阿教会是一个看重祷告所以可以清楚看到圣灵工作有神同在的教会
Lastly, we see that the church in Antioch also valued prayers and the God's work
21节圣经说主与他们同在
Verse 21 says the Lord's hand was with them
24节 提到巴拿巴被圣灵充满，靠着圣灵的能力来服侍引人归主。
Verse 24, Barnabas was full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
28节，当一位外地来的先知指明某个地方将会有饥荒的时候，他们能够辨明这是圣灵在说话。
In verse 28, when a prophet pointed out that there's going to be a famine, people knew that it's Holy Spirit that was speaking.
十三章第二节第四节，他们之所以会差派人去做宣教的工作，因为他们知道那是圣灵在说话。
Chapter 30, verse 2 and 4, they sent out people to do mission works because they know that it is the Holy Spirit who sent them out.
为什么他们对圣灵的工作有这么清楚的认识？
Why do they quite are they so familiar with the Holy Spirit's work?
因为安提阿教会是一个相信祷告、看重祷告的教会。
Because they believed and they valued prayers.
他们有团队侍奉的祷告。
They have group prayers.
借着祷告敬拜侍奉神。
By prayer they worship and serve God.
借着祷告听从神的带领。
By prayer they follow God's will.
为了明白神的旨意，他们也愿意付代价一同进食祷告。
In order to understand God's will, they also did fasting prayers.
以前英国曾经有一个教会非常的兴旺，很多人都去那里参观学习。
It was a very successful church in Great Britain.
有一次有一个人就问那个教会的牧师说，哎呀，秘诀是什么？
So one person came to the pastor of that church and asked, what's your trick of being so successful?
他回答说，因为我们教会地下室有一个发电厂。
To which the pastor answered, we have a power plant in the basement of our church.
于是参观的人和那个传道人一同下到地下室。
So, the visitor and the pastor, they went down to the basement and visited.
原来那教会有一大群的弟兄姐妹跪在那里一同祷告。
And they saw that there is a big group of people on their knees praying in the basement.
今天在很多教会和团契里面，愿意热心服侍的基督徒并不少。
In today's churches, there are many Christians who want to actively serve.
恩赐能力出色的也不少。
Many of them are quite gifted.
但是侍奉没有圣灵的能力。
But when they serve, they do it without the Holy Spirit.
也没有长久的果效。
They do it without perpetuality.
原因就是忽略了教会得力的关键是在祷告。
The reason is because they did not know that to win, we must pray.
如果一个教会或者一个团契的成员不看重祷告会，侍奉不会有持久的果效。
If a church does not value prayers, the church's work and service will not be perpetually everlasting.
时间久了，一定越来越无力，渐渐走下坡。
Eventually, all the work will decline and wither.
所以，如果我们希望我们所属的教会和团契兴旺，就一定要看重祷告。
So if we want our work to be successful, we must value prayers.
如果我们希望自己越侍奉越起劲，有喜乐有活力，也一定要看重祷告。
If we want to serve with excitement and passion, we must do it with prayers.
我们这个大学城的教会流动性本来就很大。
The turnover rate of this church here is high.
无论是教会整体或者是一些个别团契，人数有些年多，有些年少，这都是其次的。
Many fellowship groups in our church actually have a quite variation in the number of attenders.
最重要的是，我们是不是在这个教会，在我们的团契看得到神的同在？
The number of participants are not important. What's important is whether we see God's presence and work among us.
是不是看得到神大能的作为在我们当中彰显？
Whether we can see God's power flowing among us.
好，安提阿教会是一个为主发光的教会。
So the church in Antioch is one that shines for the Lord.
听了半天，记得多少？
What kind of take-home messages do you get?
在哪五方面他们有好的榜样？
In what five ways can we learn from the church?
第一是什么？
What's the first one?
建军，积极传福音。
Actively evangelical.
第二呢？
Second point.
哇，美好的见证。
Beautiful testimony.
第三呢，换一个人。
What's the third one?
看重圣理真理的教导和造就。
To value the Bible's teaching and edification.
第四呢。
What's the fourth one?
Mike, did you say something?
Mike, it's awesome.
What's number four?
第四点是什么?
关心其他地方的需要.
To care other places needs.
第五才刚讲的, 一定要记得.
What's the next one? You have to remember.
是吗? 看重祷告.
Valley prayer.
这些都是我们应该效法的榜样.
All these we should learn from.
让我们来唱一首诗歌.
Let us sing this song.
Use your favorite
language to sing.
We are your people who are called by your name. Your people who are called by your name.
再次来到你面前，你面前宣告，我们是属于你的百姓。
Lord, we once again come to you to proclaim that we belong to you.
在这个黑暗的时代，你呼召我们为你发光。
In this dark generation, you called us to shine for you.
主啊，帮助我们积极的传扬福音，宣扬你的圣名。
Lord, help us to proactively preach your gospel.
帮助我们。在这个时代当中，为主活出美好的见证。
Help us to live out a beautiful testimony in this generation for the Lord.
主啊，让我们能够看重圣经真理的教导。
Lord, help us to value the truths taught by the Bible.
让我们看重门徒的栽培和训练。
Help us value the training of the disciples and believers.
主啊，也恳求你赐给我们一个宽广的心。
Lord.Also, give us a wide heart.
更让我们举目观看，看到整个和田的需要。
So that we can see the needs of the river.
让我们能够关心其他地区的需要。
So we can really care for the needs of other places.
主更是提醒我们能够看重祷告，常常寻求你的面。
Lord.Remind us to value prayers so that we can see your face often.
让我们因着祷告去看到圣灵的大能在我们当中彰显。
So that by prayers we can see the work of the Holy Spirit in effect among us.
主孩子特别恳求你来复兴我们教会每一个基督徒。
Lord, revive every single Christian in this church.
保守这个教会。
Protect this church.
让我们教会不会有任何一位基督徒掉落到不冷不热的光景。
So that not even one Christian in our church will fall into the trap of being negligent to the service.
不会有任何一位基督徒掉落到一点光辉都发不出来。
So that not even one of us will be lack in shining for you.
所以这些责任不只是在每一位个别的基督徒。
Lord, the responsibility does not lie just in the Christians.
也在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上
but also lies in the brothers and sisters.
所以让我们彼此劝勉
Lord, help us to teach one another.
能够主动的来关怀软弱的肢体
to actively care for those who are weak.
让我们抓着每一个人的手一同来跑这个天路
to hold one another's hand to walk this path to you.
让我们都一同跑向终点。
Let us run to the goal together.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name. Amen.